Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by Wing Graham Bishop. How are you, Graham?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Right, you made your full debut for the club last weekend in the 38-8 victory over Newbridge. How do you think you coped with the occasion?
I think I coped well. I think I performed well on a personal level. I think the team played outstanding as a team. And I enjoyed it more than anything. I enjoyed playing for the club. The supporters were great, and it was just great to get a try on my debut as well.
Absolutely. Right, you joined the club from Llantwit Vardra last month. How have you found the step up so far?
The step up's good. It's a much higher level than Llantwit Vardra. I'm enjoying it. It's good. It's good to, obviously, helps me train and play better if I'm training with better players, and the talent in the squad is massive. Everyone in the squad is really at a high level, and the professionalism of the club, from everyone, the coaches, the players and everyone involved, is just massive. It's really good.
Can you just give a little bit more detail to how your move to Pontypool came about?
Well, obviously I'm at university, and I was playing for Llantwit Vardra, and I'm in uni with Joe Popple, and I think it was Sean, the team manager, just asked Joe if they need, if he knows of any wingers or outside centres, and Joe just put my name forward, and then I just got invited down for the trial. I think it was at the start of December, and I was on trial for about a week, 2 weeks, just training, and then obviously they just signed and we moved on from there, and I'm absolutely made up to be a part of the team.
Very happy with your decision.
Massive.
Oh, good. Right, over the festive periods, how disciplined have you had to be in terms of your food and drink consumption?
You do have to be disciplined. I have been disciplined myself. I think you've just more got, it's more about, I mean, enjoy your Christmas dinner. I think everyone does that, but it's more about your drink on Christmas Day or even that week. I wouldn't touch a drink that week before a game.
Is that quite hard, or are you not much of a drinker yourself?
I'm not much of a home drinker. If I go out with the lads, I'll have a drink, but I don't drink much at home, so that was quite easy for me. But I do think watching the drink on Christmas Day is key if you're going to play Boxing Day. So I think that's a...
You feel the benefits then in the game.
Definitely.
Right, the club sits second in the league and have played two more games than Swansea and RGC, who sit third and fourth respectively. At this point in the season, do you prefer to have more games completed and in the bag so that once it comes to the running and the promotion chase, you don't have a fixture pile-up?
I reckon, I feel it's better to have the more games because we've done our job, we've got our wins, we've got our bonus points. The pressure's now on those two teams to win their games in hand. And it puts more pressure on those games, whoever they're playing, because they know they have to win.
And less rest time for them, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. We're second, doesn't matter how many games we've played, we're above them. They look at the table, we're second, they're third.
Absolutely. Right, you head to fifth place Bargoed this weekend. Victory would see you open up a 24-point gap between you and your hosts, which at this point in the season is massive, regardless of how many games are left. How much of a motivating factor is that?
It's huge, a huge motivation factor. If we can open up that gap, it really does give us a great chance of finishing in that top four, which is key for this season. And I think we got a draw with Bargoed at home at the start of the season, wasn't it? I think we owe them one as well. I think we owe them a victory away. It will be a tough game, they are a good side. But I think we have the quality in the team and in the whole squad in general to go down there and do a job on them.
And it would also be good just for the mental state of the squad to beat a promotion rival, because obviously with defeat against Swansea, you obviously beat Merthyr early in the season, but would it be good to beat one of your near rivals?
Oh yeah, it would. It'd give us that extra bit of belief, and then especially going into the cup game that we've got coming up against Bedwas, Premiership side, if we can get a win against Bargoed and then see where we stand in that Bedwas game, that'll give us a good insight as to whereabouts we'll be for next season already.
So are the squad really going to go for the Bedwas game, or is it going to be a bit of a distraction with the rest of the season?
I'm not sure. I play every game as it comes, I'd say. I don't see why we shouldn't go for it. It's a cup game against the Premiership side. We can get a good scalp there. I believe we have the quality in the team to get the win. So
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Just like to thank you for your contribution today.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.